Blog Talk Radio.
Gosh, I had to rush in here and give this news to you, okay? Oh, my God. We are back. We are back. We are back. I'm excited. It's a lot to talk about. Oh, my God. Okay, so if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this shit goes, and you know we've been talking about this Wendy Williams stuff forever, okay? So y'all know how this goes. If you're new, welcome, hello. This is an exciting video for me because it's a lot to talk about and it's some real tea, okay? And welcome. Okay, so if you guys haven't known, if you don't know, Wendy Williams, I'm just going to get straight to it. Wendy Williams has filed for divorce. It is official. She is getting a divorce. It's over. She's fed the fuck up. We've been talking about it for weeks that they were planning on working out the details on how the divorce would go, who's going to get what. You know, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking that the divorce was in it for a while. Because Kevin was selling properties and things like that. But I don't know. Anyway, he got served today. Let me read you the article, page 6, and then we'll talk, okay? Because I got some TTTT. Okay, let's just get right into the video because I'm so excited I could barely get my words together. Okay. So it says, after persistent cheating rumors and breakup buzz, it's over for Wendy Williams and Kevin Hunter. The talk show host is divorcing her husband of nearly 26 years. Williams' attorney confirmed. So her attorney confirmed to Page 6 Thursday. A separate source, a separate source told us Wendy Williams served Hunter with divorce papers at 6:30 a.m. today. The split comes amid renewed rumors that Hunter has been cheating on Williams with a woman named Sharina Hudson, who gave birth to a baby suspected to be Hunter's last month. The divorce comes. News comes after Williams notably flaunted her lack of a wedding band early Thursday on her hairstylist and makeup artist social media. And we have that clip, okay? Also here in this second paragraph, this is a paragraph that basically is insinuating that Kevin would actually beat Wendy too. So this comes from an old intern that used to work for her radio station. It says she would hide in the bathroom and tell me to knock on the door when he left the office so she wouldn't have to see him. An intern from Williams' former radio show told the Post, adding that it was common for Hunter to pull Williams into a private room. Remember I told you there was a private room? And for staff to hear them fighting. You'd hear slaps or some type of tussling going on, said the intern. Wow. Now, remember, I told y'all there was a private ass-whooping room at her house, too. I'm telling you, he used to hit that lady. But, yes, it is official. She is getting a divorce. Wendy Williams has motherfucking had it. She has had it. But wait, do you guys want to see the video? Let me know if you guys want to see the video. Bitch, look at this video. I got the video for you. Watch this. Now watch. You're going to see all the other blogs posting this. But they ain't nobody posted this shit yet. Nobody posted this shit yet. I just want to put that out there. Nobody posted this shit yet. Bitch, and she showed the ring on purpose. Like, it's no ring finger. It's over, guys. She filed for divorce. And I don't think she's going to address it. That was her addressing it. And if you wanted the tea, she's making you go dig for it. And if nothing else, what's going to happen now is she's going to put the rest of the information in her book. I'm so happy for her. Like, but I told you guys, she's not going to let anything get in the middle of this show. She loves that show, and she's been publicly embarrassed and humiliated. I just feel like the baby was the last step. She's already been wanting to get out of the relationship. It's already been abusive. He's been spending money on this hoe, and it's actually being told that him beating her, sources are saying that mixed with him beating her and mixed with the baby and the cheating, that's what caused her to relapse. But it didn't take rocket science to figure that out. That's obvious. I told you that here without even knowing any inside real information. You get what I'm saying? That's very fucking clear. So I'm excited for her. I mean, I'm happy to see where this goes. And I think that she will have a much better life. She'll be happy in the future. And listen, she'll still be rich. She'll still be rich. Now, I'll take a couple of calls because I don't want the video to be too long, because I want everybody in the replay to be able to catch the video and talk about it, okay? So the number is 563-999-3658. Wendy Williams has gotten divorced. Well, she's getting divorced. She's filed for divorce. And I think this is just phenomenal. This is a good day. I'm really, really happy for her, man. I'm really excited to see what goes on. What's going to be interesting is what is Sharina going to do? You know, is she going to come out? How much money is Kevin going to get? Because, you know, he's one of the executive producers of the show. How is this going to all unfold? Yes. Thank you. Shout out to Claudia. Hey, boo. Spill that motherfucking tea. Yes, God. If you guys didn't see the video with the no ring, now, mind you, she strategically posted this video. This is on a stylist's page. This is not on her Instagram. You got to go find this. Come on. That was no coincidence. She did that on purpose. Just kind of like when she did that thing, like what kind of man beats a woman. Then she showed her, remember she showed her shoulder? When she kind of went like that with her shoulder, and we still don't know what happened with her shoulder. It's the ass whipping room. Now you guys believe me when I told you there's an ass whipping room? Wendy was getting her ass beat. Come on. 5-6. Oh, let me put the number up. The people want to call in. Okay. Let's get into some things. All right. Let's see. All right. Let's take a caller. Area code 310-0209. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I think that Wendy, I'm happy for her filing divorce. I think it was very strategic. If you listen to her talk about her last divorce and everything that she did, how she got the guy put out, she moved the entire apartment, put it in all his stuff in storage, and then moved out. I think the entire sober house was to get away from his trifling ass, to escape mm-hmm. that ass whooping, and to escape being blackmailed. I think Kevin was trying to blackmail her.
Yes, and you know what? I think you were, yeah. I think you have a very good point, and I think you were on it yesterday, if that was you, about the whole shoulder thing and all of that. Was that you?
I know that wasn't me. I'm the one who called it that gorilla monkey, Tasha K, obviously on the line. But I think that the thing is, I think Wendy has been on that shit, and she has never gotten off of it. I think everything has just been a front. And nobody really knew how she was using it except for Kevin. So he just was constantly holding that over her head. So that's why she had to kind of shame herself a little bit on her show and move into that sober house where she got that 24-hour sober coach / witness, you know, if he tried to put them hands on. So now she's living way the fuck in bumfuck Egypt, Manhattan somewhere. You know what I'm saying? A house full of niggas. So if Kevin come about that bullshit, you know, she got a squad with her.
Yes. All right. Thank you, caller. So we're going to keep these conversations short because we this is a short live today, okay? Get in and let's get out. Shout out to my girl, Don Michelle. Claudia Mayu, thanks for coming through. All right, Wendy Williams is divorced. She flaunts her ring off. She shows her missing ring, and she's letting us know she basically served Kevin Hunter today at 6:30 a.m. Wendy Williams' attorney has told Page Six that she has officially filed for a divorce. So it's going down. But remember, we talked about before, this is going to sound like a little bit of a reiteration, but this is for the people just joining us. Remember, there were reports that they were trying to figure out how to split up. But then Kevin, he didn't want to lose her because he knew he had fucked up. So then he went and bought her that $40,000 diamond watch. But that is, which she's wearing, but she's still getting that divorce. And we know how Wendy thinks. She's going to keep the ring, and she's going to keep the watch. Because she'll tell you, if you get a divorce, keep the ring. She's going to keep that. I would keep that shit, too. It's half of her money. I want to know what happens to the show. Okay, let's take a couple more. 813-9189. You're live on the air.
Aman, hey.
Hey.
So I think that Wendy, I'm so happy for her. And one thing is, I feel like in the divorce, either he's going to say that she can have the show and pay him to leave, like buy him out, or because who's going to, if he gets the show, who's going to watch it without Wendy? Like who's
right.
going to watch, who's going to want him to do, you know, who's going to want anything to do with him?
Her ratings
so
are going to go through the roof, and she's going to get renewed for another season. That's what's going to happen, in my
exactly.
opinion.
Exactly. And then the question is, what are they going to do when their money runs out?
Right.
Serena.
Right.
So
ooh.
Wendy's always going to be Wendy. She's going to be booked and busy, whether she has a show, radio, book, whatever. It's Wendy. But they don't have anything but Wendy right now.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Very good point. Bye. That caller made a very good point. Like, what's going to happen when Kevin's, hopefully Kevin's been saving because he's going to need it. I want to know, is Serena finally going to speak out once the divorce is done? Is she going to come off of the paperwork and do a tell-all book? Because she could make a lot of money, too, off of her book. And are we going to find out who the father is? And I think, well, obviously the father is Kevin because this is what made Wendy get the divorce. That baby was the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, I feel like she could take a couple of ass whoopings here and there, a left hook and a right hook from time to time, but a full-on baby was just a bit much. Okay, let's get into it. So if you guys didn't see the video, because I know we got like 900 people on here, if we get to 1,000, or man, I'll just show it now. Because I know some more people that want to see this. Because I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know if I could believe it. But then here's the video again with no ring. Yes, God, that is Wendy subtly showing us that she does not have that ring on. She's got lotion and shit on. She wasn't lotioning her hands. She did that on purpose, and then she had that posted on her stylist's page. And this was this morning. Now, okay, let's take a couple of more callers. Now, listen, if you haven't done so right now, take the time and subscribe. to the channel right now. Also, shout out to all of my members. If you would like to become a member, someone was asking me how do they join the membership. Moderators, please, if you have the membership link, can you put the link in the comments below? So the people that want to join, because they were asking me on the last live and someone emailed me. And so you can join the membership. Sorry, I forgot to email you that back. Okay, let's take a call. 703-5752. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Your guys, like your video online is a little bit delayed from the actual phone call. Radio
okay.
Thing. Okay. First of all, I want to say that if Wendy was a white woman, everybody wouldn't be going so hard on her like this. There is no motherfucking karma. Because she isn't sleeping with anybody's husband. There is nothing, there's no amount of gossiping that you can do to make you deserve what she's going through right now. And I'm glad she has a support system, because obviously they're supporting her if they're going to post that beautiful video of her up on their, you know, their little Instagram account or whatever they posted it at. So I'm glad she has a support system and somebody who's supporting her. She's looking good. She's looking sober. She's getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't talk about it on the show because she's in business with her husband. And I'll be damned if I let him have the baby on me and take my show.
And take the show.
Wow.
Right. So she's not going to talk about it. It's going to be put in the book. No, she's not going to address it. That's why she subtly is doing it. She's not going to make any mention about it on the show. No, it's too tricky. No.
On alcohol, whatever. She ain't stupid. She ain't going to let everything that she worked for go.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, so we are happy for Wendy Williams here today. I agree with that last caller. There's no way that she is going to address it on the show, but she knows that the blogs are going to pick it up. He's been served. They let that leak out. She's still going to wear her ring and not address it. Oh, Don said that she had a pear-shaped diamond on today. Yeah, I didn't see the show today. So, but she's going to wear something just to kind of mask it, because she's not going to address it. I don't feel like she's going to address it. Now, it's going to be interesting tomorrow, though, to see what happens after she did what she did today and after she served him. So I don't know. She might come out there with no ring on, but I mean, that's just going to be such a hooped a lot. Like, people are not even going to be paying attention to Hot Topics tomorrow. So that's going to be interesting. Do we think she's going to wear the ring tomorrow after, you know, because TMZ has just released that she's getting a divorce. Page Six has released. YouTube is going to be on fire with this. Do we think tomorrow she's going to have him on the ring? I don't know. I'm like 50-50 torn. I feel like she might just not wear the ring and not address the motherfucker, or she might just wear the ring and keep making it as though these are just rumors and speculation until the divorce is completely finalized and then the book is ready to go. What do you guys think? Okay, 732 area code 0924. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hi.
How you doing? Here's what I think. I think it was a threesome went bad 10 years ago.
Oh, is that what you think?
That's what I think. I think she invited the girl in, and he went off south with her. When I was
at the studio. Oh, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I went to the studio, and during the break, she asked for Franjolie come to me. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's like, when you're lonely, so I'm here with open arms.
You were at her studio or at the what studio? At the Wendy Williams show?
At the show, uh-huh.
Oh, wow. But you know what?
I
think that could be true, though, because if you remember, I keep going back to this Judge Mathis interview, because there was so much tea in there when he was kind of dragging her, and he asked her, would she sleep with other women? Has she slept with other women? And she said, yeah. She said, and what does your husband do? And then Matthew said, well, what does your husband say when you sleep with these other women? She was like, he watches.
And he said, are you low down?
Yeah. So you seen that too. Right. I didn't know you were that low down. Right. So, you know, to me, I think that she was really telling a little bit of the truth right there. Even though she was kind of being cunning about the situation, there was definitely some truth to that.
I think so too. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I've seen her eye to eye, and that woman, you can see her soul in her eyes.
Yes. Thank you, caller.
Beautiful soul. Okay, bye-bye.
No, but that could possibly be true. You know, Wendy kind of like, it was in a catty way, but she was kind of admitting, like, you know, that, you know, she does mess with girls, and she has messed, but I don't think a 54-year-old Wendy is sleeping with women. I personally don't think that Wendy is really that interested in sex at this age, to be honest with you. Maybe in her 30s, sure. But I don't think that she is, like, they're having threesomes now. No. Don't think there's a threesome happening now. Shout out to, we have 1,000 people on live right now. Shout out to you guys. Let me play the Wendy video again. People are saying she's wearing a ring. People, look again. She's not wearing a ring. Like, let's be real here. She's not. She's not wearing her ring. I don't know why you people keep saying she's wearing her ring. We have to learn our left from our right. All right, guys. So I just wanted to come give you that tea real quick. Let's take a couple more callers and we're going to wrap it up. 917-8263, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I watch you every day. I can't believe you answered the phone. But anyway, Wendy, I'm so happy for her because she was looking crazy out here in these streets. And
yes.
I'm really, and her husband is a douchebag, and he's a piece of shit. She needs to get away from him. But, you know, I wonder how what the son is going to do. Like, is he going to go with the dad? Is he going to be down with his mother? Because I remember at one point she was saying that the son didn't like her.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So I'm wondering, like, what's going to happen with him? Because, you know,
well,
that they were together for a long time.
Yeah, well, the son has a lot of mental issues, drug addictions. They say he's battling. The son is probably, like, really, like, he doesn't like Wendy because Wendy was never really present in his life. With her trying to make sure that she becomes Wendy Williams, the icon, and battling her drug addiction and things like that, she didn't have a lot of time. She probably didn't spend much time with her kid. So he has a lot of resentment there. I really think that the son is probably a lot closer with the father, but the father has done so much fuck shit to the mom. It's
right.
Going to be interesting.
It's like, how could I be? Like, you know, like,
yeah.
That's crazy. And having a baby, that's out of line. Yeah, like, that's just, cheating, I'm not condoning it, but cheating is one thing, but having a baby, that's a whole nother level. So I think she needs to just get rid of that nigga and move on and stay drug-free because she did look nice today. Her skin looked clear. She looks fresh, mm-hmm. So I'm happy that she's in rehab. But thank
you,
Armand.
Well, yeah, because that's really helping her.
I love you every day.
Thank you. I love you for watching.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Perhaps one day I'll have a show of my own. See ya. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. This is going to be the last one, and we're going to wrap it up because I know my guys that watch the replay, they hate a long, long, long show. 219-3775. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hi, how are you?
All right, this is Diva D from Indiana. I'm so happy you picked me, Armand.
Shout out to you.
Been watching you from the very beginning. I'm so proud of you, Armand.
Thank you.
What I want to say, Armand, do you think when she broke her arm or when her arm was messed up, do you think that's when she found out that he was having a baby on the way?
I possibly do. Because remember, so a lot of people think that Tasha K broke that story about having him being pregnant. She didn't break that. Remember, B. Scott broke that. Okay. And then
right. That's
when the arm thing happened because they were suing. They were sending B. Scott cease and desist and all kind of stuff because B. Scott talked about the ass whooping room. They talked about her being allegedly
mm-hmm.
pregnant. That was back in 2018. And then her arm started messing up. Yes. And then the baby came. So, yeah, the baby thing, she's been knowing about this baby. And I think that's when the issue actually came. And I think that she tried to, like, you know, buck up at him, because she said that, you know, she uses the term greasy. She said there was a lot of greasy talk. But I feel like they got into it. She was so pissed, as a woman would be. She probably tried to swing at him or something. And who knows, she could have been drunk or on her pain meds, and he could have pushed her into a wall. Or, you know, Wendy is frail. Mm-hmm. He could have pushed her. She could have slipped. He could have grabbed her, and she could have hurt herself. Like, let's be real. But that it was because of that woman. It's definitely because
that's
of that
what
woman.
I was thinking that. I said, that's got to be the reason why this all started. Had to be the reason. But that's what I wanted to call and say. But I love you, Armand, and good luck.
Love you, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Shout out to Robin Ardister, just sending love. Thanks for the super chat. Okay. All right. 973-8631. You're live on the air.
Hello. Hello, motherfucker.
Hey. Hey, what's going
on? Hi, Armand. You and me, we spoke yesterday, and
okay.
I was saying I was one that gave up on watching because of all the shenanigans, and woo-hoo, look what happens now today.
Right, right.
I told you I tune in to see the ring, and then I turn, and I saw the ring, but I hadn't noticed it wasn't the wedding ring until it was reported. Yeah, it's that rose ring she put on. She was kind of hiding it a little bit, but you caught it.
Yes.
When she came out, she had put that on the other hand, but it was there, and that was the only rings that she had on. So I'm like, this is a good step. I might be, you know, a returning viewer now that things are coming to a head.
Yeah,
because
now,
I
don't think she's going to do an announcement, though, that you're looking for.
I'm not looking for that. No, not at all.
Okay.
But, I mean, at least things are coming to a head. She's not looking so like I'm delusional. I don't know what's going on. Don't ask me. It's looking like, you know, like you said, she's being strategic. She knows what's going on. She can't say so much or nothing, but she's handling it. You know what I mean? She's handling things. So that is a good thing. I'm just, you know, I'm hoping the son, you know, gets through this good, because that's the most important thing, I think. A lot of people concerned about the boy, you know what I mean, with his father, with all his, like you said, his fuck shit and stuff. So hopefully he sees this and, you know, start getting more respect for his mom, and they can get the relationship back on track.
Yes, and really, I cannot wait for this book. Like, this book is going to be epic, because this book has been, like, 20 years overdue. Like, seriously.
I know, but Armand, are we gonna get it all? You think we're gonna get it all?
This is the last book. We're gonna get. There's nothing else. We're gonna get. We might get this book, and she might sit down. Like, honestly, this is it. I don't think Wendy might have one more. She might have one renewal left, and then I think that's it.
Yeah, I think this show is like done, but Wendy herself not done. But the show, because you know it went through too much. It went through too much, and it's like they're not going to – I don't know how that's going to – you know, the powers that be, it's not her making the decision. So I don't know about that. We'll see. You know, that's still up in the air. But if she makes the right moves and they see it and they see she can still bring in the money and the numbers, she might still keep it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Armand.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I personally feel as though that Wendy Williams, the ratings are going to go through the roof. I mean, the ratings have been gold. Like, she definitely knows how to keep the ratings. Tomorrow is going to be one of her highest rated shows. Like, the ratings on this show it's going to get her renewed. Like, she's saving this show. That's what I'm saying. She knew what she had to do. But if she didn't divorce him, it could have really been the end of her career. And I told you guys yesterday, this woman loves her career more than anything on this planet, because her career gives her self-value, worth, and validation. And shit, why shouldn't it? Her career is the only thing that really hasn't broke her damn heart. You know, you got the son that really doesn't care for her. You know, her mom and her family really kind of treated her like the eye went out. Her husband is continuously cheating on her, dropping babies on her. Some of her friends only are her friends because of who she was. So really, all she has is her career, and she's always been different. She's always been a loudmouth. So this gives her validation, and she's gotten to the point where it's like, okay, Wendy, you can't keep drinking and getting high. And if you're going to be losing work like this, then you are going to lose the show, because Fox, the producers over at Fox, they were looking to get rid of her. They were literally looking for a replacement to get her ass out of there. If she didn't get her shit together, she was going to be out, and the Wendy Williams show was going to be done. And that was going to be all due to her husband and his bullshit, him whooping her ass and him cheating on her, because that's what caused her to relapse. Because her husband is on some bullshit. So she had to let that nigga go so that she can maintain her job, her career, and her happiness, and honestly, her life. I did a video a few last week, like Wendy Williams' health was at risk. Nobody else did that video but me. But because if she didn't go to the sober house and leave him, she was on her way to death, period. All right, I'm going to play this video for you guys one more time for you guys to see the no ring. Mind you, that's not on her Instagram page. That's not on Suzanne's page. That is on her stylist's page. Okay. So, all right, guys. Thank you guys for watching. If you guys haven't, if you guys didn't get through this time, maybe.